I'm David Brancaccio. The gold standard assessment of the U.S. job market is now in. 1.4 million more people were on payrolls in July. That's right in line with forecasts. A separate survey of households puts the unemployment rate lower than expected, 8.4%. Let's find out the real story being told by these numbers by turning live to economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So you spotted right away who was doing a lot of the hiring. The answer is?
The census. So we were expecting the census to add a lot of jobs. These are temporary census data collectors. They added more than 200,000 jobs. If we look, excluding census, at the private sector hiring, that was about 1 million jobs. That's down from 1.5 million in July. So a little bit of loss of momentum in hiring.
A little bit of a loss of momentum. And it looks like a lot of people who were on temporary furlough but still tenuously connected to their old job actually got their jobs back.
Yes, that is still the story here. Lots of reconnections. The retail sector, for example, added 250,000 workers. So there is still lots of reconnections going on. And in the coming months, what we're going to be looking for is whether there are more permanent layoffs underway. We're seeing lots of company announcements along those lines.
Just briefly, 20 seconds, what accounts for the unemployment rate falling to a lower than expected 8.4%?
So we got good hiring numbers are driving the unemployment rate lower. It was a little bit more than expected. What we're not seeing is people leaving the labor force, which could actually push the unemployment rate lower. The participation rate actually rose a little bit in August.
Good news. Economist Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives in New York. Julia, thanks for reading through these Labor Department reports along with us so quickly.
All right. My pleasure.